The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So aren't there wives' tales about this kind of thing? Like how to tell if somebody that's pregnant is going to have a girl or a boy. Like it's the way the baby sits in the stomach. Are you getting it right?
Yeah, they like apparently it has to do with like morning sickness. Heavier morning sickness, I believe, indicates girl. If a woman loses her beauty, they say that's if you are having a girl.
You had a boy.
Huh? You are on one today. While you're pregnant, a-hole. Wait, now I'm looking up to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
I think it's afterwards, too.
It is not!
It, like, sucked the life out of you.
Isn't there, like, a piece of twine? Like, if you put a piece of twine over a woman's stomach, if it goes one way, it's a dude. If it's another way, it's a girl.
Yeah, something like that. So if the mother experiences severe morning sickness, it's a girl. If she craves sweets, it's a girl. While salty or savory cravings, it's a boy. The shape of the belly, high and round for a girl, low and oval for a boy. The baby's heart rate can also determine it. The mother's mood swings. Moodiness indicates a girl, even temperament, a boy. And then there is one that was like, yeah, if you are looking rough during your pregnancy, you might be having a girl.
That can't be right. I feel like if you want to watch football and monster trucks, you've got a boy. And if you want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, it's probably a girl.
Jackson says, look, anybody has the ability to be able to tell if someone is going to have a boy or a girl. We all have it. We just haven't tapped into it.
That is my running theory, okay? Which is interesting because you brought up all of these things that are obviously about the mother carrying the child and symptoms that you might be able to tack on as if you're going to have a boy or a girl. But my standing theory is that you can actually tell if you're going to have a boy or a girl based on the father. Okay. I think, and this is purely conjecture on my end, that you can tell just based on a guy's, the dad's vibe of if they are a boy dad or a girl dad. Does that make sense?
Nope.
Nope.
Does not make sense at all.
Nope. Define the vibe, though. Like, what are the differences in the vibes that would procure them to have a certain gender?
You know, well, let's take the two examples of parents that we have in studio here.
Yes.
Okay, you got me, who has a boy. You've got Kristen that has a boy.
You guys, well, you give off boy dad energy, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay?
So, therefore, I would have, that Stacey would have had two boys.
And it has nothing to do with your masculinity or anything. I just think that like it that you can just kind of tell. So another example, Kobe Bryant is a girl dad, but I feel like I could have seen girl dad in him through and through even before having his children.
No, because everybody expected him to give birth to the next Kobe Bryant.
Well, everyone wants to think that, but I think if you really think deeply about it and you think about it a lot, he gives off girl dad energy.
Well, let's think about this because his daughter was an exceptional basketball
player.
That that's actually so true.
Now let's think about this with Bart, because I think that Jackson's theory might hold true when it comes to Bart.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to pick up what you're putting down. Now, technically, it is the sperm that decides if it's going to be male or female, because the egg is always an X chromosome. It's the sperm that either has the X or the Y. So it technically is the male's stuff that decides. I am so medical and technical right now. It's the male's junk that decides if it's going to end up being male or female. Okay. But as far as a vibe, like looking at dudes and telling, I was leaning towards boy because Bart's mom had 7 boys.
But it's not a look you're talking. I think I'm buying what it.
It's not necessarily a look. It doesn't have anything to do with masculinity or athleticism. Like, if they love football so much and they want to have a kid, like Travis Kelce, for example, if him and Taylor Swift have a kid, it's going to be a girl.
That's a girl dad
energy. It's 100%
energy.
A girl.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
How about your dad? What was your dad like?
My dad is very typical dude. Like, he's just kind of, he loves golf and he loves Gator football and he loves just hanging out and grilling with the boys. Like, he's just kind of even keeled. And I guess the history in his family is everyone's had boys or girls. So I guess you could have made the prediction that he would be split down the middle because I have an older brother.
Yeah. Cause Abby's dad has two of the different genders. What about Chad, Cassie's husband? They have a boy and a girl.
I think that you fall maybe closer to the middle there, or, you know, of course, this is not an exact science here because I think my dad honestly gives off more girl dad energy, but there's 2 boys in our family. But I think that generally speaking, and I'm just like, when I think about, celebrities and people in, especially like my girlfriend's siblings have just recently had kids, and there was always text going around in the group chat of what do you predict that they're going to have, and everyone nailed it for both of them.
So it's interesting because I think that I have evolved over the years. So if I was like Mick Jagger and still pumping out kids, I think I had more of a masculine attitude and energy back in the day, but now I would say I would be a girl dad.
I think that's fair. You guys feel like looking at me like I'm crazy.
You like you're out of your mind.
I mean, it's an interesting theory.
Use the word interesting, that's not good.
I don't think there's any credibility.
Okay. You're literally just running off vibes. Like,
that is exactly this.
You're like, what's the vibe of this sperm?
All right, well, let's test this, okay? So Pete Davidson, I don't think they've revealed the gender of their upcoming baby, okay?
Yeah.
What energy do you guys think that he gives off?
Girl dad.
Agreed. Yes. All right, well, let's see.
Okay. All right. Do you have any others that we can predict?
That's the one that we're going with. Pete Davidson is the golden child of this theory.
This will prove everything, right or wrong, okay?
All right, so we need to mark this segment and this time for whenever Abby does her entertainment buzz and Pete Davidson and his girlfriend have their baby.
Okay.
And depending on what the sex of the baby is, we will see if we were right about Jackson's whole vibe there. And we're not going to do like some kind of huge research. We're not going to have like a giant pool of test subjects. It's literally just going to be Davidson.
Just vibes and Pete Davidson.
It's all on Pete Davidson. All right, stay tuned.
Okay.
Good luck with your Pete Davidson theory.
The Burt Show.
100 days of good goes round. Day 74 today.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
Look, man, we're just trying to help out. Big ways, small ways, helping, trying to clear teachers' wish lists. And in this case, it's a little bit different today, Tommy.
Yeah, I like looking for requests that are unique. And I would say out of the thousands of entries we've gotten for 100 Days of Good Goes Round, there is one that involves poetry. We have a poet today on the show, and her name is Shelby.
Hey, Shelby.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so what is your ask here? How can we help out?
Yeah, so I've been listening to you guys since 2020 when the entire world was falling apart, and my life has been beautiful since then, but also really challenging. I walked through a divorce, which left me with a lot of feelings of fear for my future and failure, and I leaned into working on my healing, and so I've been doing that for the last few years, and I had the opportunity to meet the love of my life, and I'm getting married soon. And in the midst of all of that, poetry has been what I've turned to be my safe space. And you guys in that time were also my safe space, and I listened to you to feel confident and comfortable and familiar. And so your platform has meant so much to me, and I was just thinking if I could utilize your platform to share words that mean so much to me as well. And I've been listening to 100 Days of Good every single day and just thinking and thinking and not going to enter myself. And yesterday I was on a walk and I said, you should take a chance on yourself and bet on yourself. And so here I am excited and so grateful.
I think that's beautiful.
I love your energy. I think, and I'm proud of you for reaching out and not letting those thoughts of self-doubt stop you from doing so.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Well, this is an easy one here. If you want to recite your poetry, absolutely. Now, are we allowed to boo in the middle of it if we think it sucks?
Herbert.
You can. That wouldn't be the first time. No, actually, this is the first time I'm ever reciting my poetry live.
So you've never done like a spoken word, like an open mic night, nothing like that?
No, I've done speeches and like long spoken words, but my poetry just lives on my social media. It's essentially my diary, and I just share it for my healing first and prayerfully that it helps others heal as well.
Well, I don't want to put any more pressure on you, but not only are you on in Atlanta, but you're also on in Wilkes-Barre. So you're going to be reciting your poetry. Both cities are going to hear this, okay? And Charleston, right? Yes, Tom.
And Shelby mentioned she does have social media. She's on Instagram where she shares her poetry. She records it and she puts music behind it. Shelby, what's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is at Words with Shelb.
Shelb. That's S-H-E-L-B. And yes. I went through a bunch of her poetry. I went down her poetry wormhole yesterday. She's really good.
Oh, maybe we should have you do her poetry. I bet that would be great. With your accent?
No.
And every now and then you could slip Bucky's in there?
No. But there was one that stood out for me. It's called, I Believe, Anything. And Shelby is going to recite her poem, Beautiful. Anything, for us this morning.
I'm excited. Let's go.
All right, you got the floor, Shelby.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is my poem called Anything. What would you tell me if you could tell me anything? If you could unburden your heart of all that you've been carrying? What words would leak from your lips? What would sink your most sacred ships? What would you tell me if you could tell me anything? Would your bones crack from the weight of what you have been burying? I often think about all the unspoken stories and how history would be different if these words had glory. The love that was lost, the pain never healed, the freedom never found, words that were felt, but never allowed to make a sound. What would you tell me if you could tell me anything? The scary thing, the happy thing, the many things that made up everything. What words have you been aching to say? What would it change if you let them stay? If I could tell you anything, it would be that sometimes I feel so painfully me, but I sit and wonder, what if I believed in the girl I know I could be? There, I said it. Go be brave too. Who could you be if your head finally lets your words breathe?
Damn. Shelby, that was beautiful.
That's crazy, right?
If this was American Idol, you'd be going to Hollywood.
Literally all the chairs turned around for you in the studio.
That's really, really beautiful. It's great. And the way that you recite it also is equally impactful. It's great.
And you know what I'm thinking too, Shelby? I mean, for adults, this is great. But I think that message is oh so important for kids too, to share their emotions, just for like emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the heart, is just for people to hear it and have self-reflection and take something along with it.
I thought the same thing, Kristen. And when I figured we'd have a poet on the show, I gave her an assignment last night.
Oh, God.
And I said, do you think you can write? Because she's a P1. Uh-huh. She's been listening since the pandemic. I said, can you write a poem for The Burt Show? And she has written a poem for The Burt Show.
Okay, I feel safe with her. I don't feel safe with your direction.
No. That's all I gave her.
Okay.
And this is not going to be some outlandish thing. This is for real.
Okay.
And I think this will get you guys in your feels.
All righty. You ready to hear it?
Let's go, yeah.
All righty. Researchers estimate that we spend about 70 to 80% of our waking hours engaged in some form of communication. Listening, speaking, reading, writing, that is probably why it feels like the world is always fighting. So much noise and opinions and distractions, leaving so many of us dealing with reactions. But some noise is necessary because it reminds us of who we are. Sometimes it tells us that we could and we should. And now I am reading my poetry on 100 Days of Good. The Vert Show is the funny the world needs. It exudes a laughter and authenticity that just breeds goodness and community, connection and unity, laughter and tears. So here I am facing my fears. I have learned how much words really matter, and it is places like the Vert Show that serves it to us on a silver platter. Every single day, we listen to the stories of all of your lives, love, parenthood, adventure, and grief, and you remind me that time is truly a thief, but not a thief that pillages and destroys, no, but rather one that boxes memories and lessons away gently with joy. I share for others to feel less alone, and you all do the same. It's crazy how words always seem to ease the pain. So I thank you for being the funny I needed in my happiest moments and the ones where my heart was bleeding. The Vert Show, a morning medicine, and for me, a chance to grow. The Vert Show, thank you for letting me face my fears. And as you say, funny starts here.
Wow.
Shelby, that was gorgeous. Wow. Thank you.
Really beautiful. Thank you. What a huge compliment.
Massive.
Thank you. Again, where can people catch your... I'm kind of a little unchoked up, Zach. I got to be honest with you, man.
I'm verklempt over here.
Yeah, you kind of threw me. Where can people find your stuff?
Yes, you guys can all find me on Instagram at WordsWithShelb.
Well, what a gift your words are. Thank you.
You are. You're super talented, mm-hmm. Shelby, and I'm not just saying that because you wrote a poem about us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm so grateful for you guys.
Thanks, Shelby. Very tough.
I want to say, Abby, don't give up. I met my husband on 3 days of being on a dating app right there in Macon, Georgia. So
okay.
It's out there for you.
I love that it took you 3 days. I'm on day 3,000. But congratulations. I'm very excited for you and your future nuptials.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Shelby. I also took this away from Shelby. I got a new slogan for the show.
What?
The Vert Show. Noise. That's it.
Just noise.
The Vert Show. Noise.
We're good at that.
We're very good at that.
The Vert Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, they list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 on this list. The first one I think you'll get, and then I think you guys are going to flounder all around. The sexy actors who've spent the most time naked on screen. I'm going to eliminate one right now because I don't know her name. You might.
Okay, so this is actors and actresses.
Yes, both. Okay. Eva Green.
Oh, That sounds familiar.
Sin City, Rise of an Empire, Perfect Sense.
Yeah, she's a Bond girl, I think.
Is she?
Yeah, I think she was a Bond girl in one of the films.
She's a French actress, and they're a little more loosey-goosey with their clothes over there in France. Right?
Loosey-goosey is not how I would want to be described naked.
No! With their clothing choices.
You have been on fire this week.
You have been.
You really have been. All right, so Eva Green off the list. That means we are down to five, right?
And these are all names we should know.
One, two, three. Oh, for sure. You'll know all of them. The first one is pretty obvious.
Okay, can I ask a clarifying question?
You always do.
I know, because I like to make things complicated, don't I? How many are men? How many are women? Of the five remaining that you have,
it's got to be like four and two.
Two dudes.
Only two.
And there's five left. Two dudes.
Okay.
Okay. Eva Green. It's got to be somebody from Game of Thrones. No, like Emilia Clarke.
That's a good guess.
No. I'm really surprised you didn't right off the bat get this first one.
Reggae Jean Page from Bridgerton.
The who's your Jean?
Reggae Jean Page from Bridgerton. I got to see his butt.
The Duke. He was the Duke, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's because I've watched that season 30 times that it just feels like a lot.
Oh, Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City.
I haven't even answered hers yet.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, is it Reggae Jean Page?
No.
Oh. Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City.
Absolutely not.
That's blasphemy.
I mean, these others are in more. At least according to this.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yes, number one.
She is?
Yeah, number one.
You're kidding.
She's number one on this list.
For nudity? I've never seen the girl nude.
Have you seen Euphoria?
You're the only one.
Yeah, right.
I didn't watch Euphoria.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay,
all right. All right, I don't know if this is in like order from one to fifth, but this is the list.
Okay. All right, so Sydney Sweeney is number one, you said?
Uh-huh, yep. Sydney Sweeney, Eva Green. I want to get one of the guys.
The dudes don't really surprise me. When you think of guys that are online all the time, shirtless, showing it off, this doesn't surprise me at all.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, he is on that list.
Oh, I clearly haven't watched enough films.
So is this like junk or just shirtless?
He says, if you thought Magic Mike was the only time Mac got sorely mistaken. Famously, he refused a stunt bottom saying, I gotta dance, man. That's such a Matthew McConaughey.
I gotta dance.
Oh my God.
All right.
I gotta dance, man.
Is Channing Tatum on there?
Hold on. He says, I would regret it for the rest of my life if I was in a male stripper movie and didn't get up there and strip myself.
Got it.
I don't know a lot of other movies that he's been naked in, though.
Yeah,
Dazed and Confused? Was he dazed, confused, and naked?
No.
I don't think so. What did you say after that?
Channing Tatum?
No.
Because he's also in Magic Mike.
Jason Momoa?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I've seen a lot of his butt on that new show. It's so good. That War Chief one, Chief of War on Apple. It's so good.
The Rock?
No. Has he ever been naked in a movie?
I don't know. Mm. I'm just throwing out chesticles. I can't think of any like...
When you think of a guy that, I mean, there was just one last week there. He's playing golf. He has no reason to have his shirt off at
all. Zac Efron?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
But I don't ever remember, like, this is not full frontal though. These guys have never showed their...
Wee-wees.
Yep.
He says, let's just say I'm not opposed to anything, but if you're going to pull your D out, it better be for an Academy Award winning movie, which he hasn't had, like Dirty Grandpa. That awkward moment, or even for this semi-nakedness in a family affair, but they are still absolutely worth a watch.
I have a guess.
Okay. This seems like a bogus list now I'm looking at it.
Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Oh, man, that scene in the breakup when she's walking away.
Tommy mentioned one also the other day in what movie? Horrible Bosses?
Horrible Bosses. Yeah. And then you mentioned one.
I did. Meet the Millers.
Yes.
She's so good in all this. She really is. No.
Give us a hint.
Okay, one of them, their name's Florence Pugh.
Oh, okay. There's Florence Pugh. Okay.
There's a hint.
You didn't. Yeah. You don't know anything she's been in, do you?
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah. She was in...
You can't read it. She was in
a BBC adaptation of Macbeth.
She was also in Little Women, Midsommar.
Yeah, I did see that.
And that movie with Harry Styles
I did see that. The next one, I think you're probably... Well, no, she does both. She does comedy. She's in one of my favorite coming-of-age movies of all time.
Zooey Deschanel?
No.
Favorite?
She was in Easy A.
Oh, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is on that.
Oh, yeah, because she was in that one freaky movie and she was naked for like half of it. Mm. I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, so those are the five. I think it's a bogus list now that we talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. The Burt Show. There was a time in my life when I was younger and I was spirited that I really felt like I wanted to win everything that I was
competing in everything. Doesn't matter if it was cornhole, ping pong, a video game, whatever, everything. I wanted blood. And then I got a little bit older. I'm like, man, I mean, dude, just chill out and compete heavily on the things that really matter, right? So I don't know why this week that it's annoying me that Kristen and I are not winning this competition.
I'm the same level of competitive as you. Dude, I get in the line at the airport, the TSA line, and I pick a person in a different line, and if I don't beat them through the TSA line, I'm legitimately pissed about it.
Oh, that is really good. Uh-huh. That's a good topic for tomorrow if anyone wants to call in. Like, what are the things you strangely are competing in? I'll tell you where I do this also, is if I am in the front of the intersection at a light, and there's somebody right next to me.
Yes, yes.
In my head, it's a drag race, and as soon as it goes to green, I gotta beat them through the intersection.
Dude, I do this at Target all the time. Like, I'll pick somebody that's like somewhere else, and I'll be like, "Can I get through the checkout faster than them?" And it becomes a thing. But the TSA is the main one,
and it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you don't.
Yeah,
right?
I actually am legitimately disappointed in myself and feel like a loser if I can't get through faster.
Messy Mikey, I don't really feel like you get very passionate about anything. So are you a very competitive person?
No, I've been accused of it, but I'm not competitive. I don't care if I lose. I am just happy to be there. If I'm playing golf, I like walking through the grass. I'm just having fun.
See, but you're the guy that I root for.
Yeah, I'm the best.
I want to live in your head for one day.
I know, right?
I just need a vacation from my own thoughts.
All right, representing Gen X, it is Kristen and myself.
We are Gen X. You can't plug in a destination. We are Gen X.
With a much better theme song, Gen Z.
She is the name of my generation. You better get ready for a revolution.
As we stand today, it is Gen X 7. Is this right?
Yeah. Gen Z 7, Gen X 6.
It says
yeah.
Gen X 7 on this.
It does. That's incorrect.
It's the other way around.
There we go. Because we are down by 1 point because yesterday we played for what felt like an eternity, and literally both teams got a whopping 1 point each. So after 3 full days of questions, Gen X has 6 points, Gen Z has 7.
I have no idea if listeners are enjoying this game. I'm having a blast. Yeah.
This is fun. And I think we should change the name. Can we call it Beat the Geese?
Beat the Geese. You can't refer to Kristen like that. All right, let's go.
All right, since Gen X is down a point again today, you guys are going to go first. Here is your question, Bert and Kristen. This artist took Gaudier's song, Somebody That I Used to Know, and sampled it for her song, Anxiety. Who is the artist?
Who is Joji?
My girl.
One of her
I featured that on a playlist forever ago when I was trying to give you a playlist about something I don't even remember what it was about, but I know I played it on the air.
All right, Bert and Kristen, enjoy it. You are tied currently.
Beautiful.
But
come
that
on,
could
Mikey.
Change now. Gen Z, here's your question. Elton John dedicated a rewritten version of his song, Candle in the Wind, to a famous royal who passed tragically at the age of 36.
Oh.
Who was
you know about
the royal?
Royals. I don't do royals.
Princess Diana.
There we go.
What kind of freaking slam dunk is that? Are you kidding me?
He didn't know.
I was going to say Prince Andrew or something.
Prince Andrew died in our hearts recently, but not.
I have no idea who any of them are.
He was just going to say Prince.
All right, back to Gen X. Gen Z is now up by one.
Hold on 1 second. Just for giggles, can you, got Prince Andrew and we got Princess. Can you name one other royal?
Prince Albert?
Not wrong.
What? Who's Prince Albert?
But you weren't thinking that Prince Albert.
Well, true. Can I tell you why I think of Prince Albert? Yeah. Very quickly, in prank calls, you know how you call up and say, is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
My mom used to call convenience stores and say, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Right.
And they say yes, and you say, well, you better let him out. And that's my favorite. I love it.
What a knee slapper.
Back to the game.
Wow. Thank you for derailing the game from that show.
I love that more than anything on earth. I love it.
All right, Gen X, here's your question.
Yes.
Sabrina Carpenter recently caused controversy with a scandalous cover of her new album. What is the name of Sabrina Carpenter's new album?
I'm trying to be skanky.
No. She is not skanky. She is submissive.
Okay, I'm trying to be submissive.
There is a difference.
Look, there's got to be a tie into that, right? Mm-hmm. Submissive.
So we have Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl now.
Yeah.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. No. So the song is Man Child, right? There's a song Man Child from the album.
You can't ask them for help. That we're competing against them.
I didn't ask them. I merely side-eyed Abby to see if I saw any movement in her face, okay?
You're looking at me like I'm giving you the answer. Like,
Lady on Her Knees.
Okay. I got nothing on this one.
Pull My Hair. Real good.
That's our final answer.
Favorite song. Save all of these things, Kristen.
That is our final answer.
Now I can picture her like on her knees, her hair getting pulled, and she's looking at the camera like, ooh, I like this.
Diary of a Limpy D.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man's Best Friend.
Oh, no.
I was going to say Dog Days of Sabrina.
All right.
Oh, good. Good.
Marketing genius Mikey Wakefield.
What's the
score?
It is 8-7 right now. You're still down by one. Okay. So they're not going to pull ahead with this question, though, because.
Oh, my God.
Good.
I will give you 2 points if you give this question right.
Okay.
What year did they jump forward to in the 1989 movie Back to the Future 2?
2015. Yeah, we've passed it.
I feel like it was 2015.
That might be right.
I think it's 2015.
You want to rip that? Rip 2015.
I think it's 2015. Yeah. I think it is 2015.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't know why I feel weirdly confident about 2015.
He just doesn't look excited that we got it right.
But, well, I mean, we're also on the opposing team.
Yeah, hit it.
I'm talking about.
I was just
kidding about the 2 points. You don't get.
No, it's controversy.
Controversy.
We're not
giving
extra points.
Oh no, Tommy, please stick to that.
That's on the record.
I didn't think there was any way. How do you know that?
Because that's the year I graduated high school, and I remember for some reason it came out on Twitter, and we all shared it. We're like, "Whoa, it's so cool!"
Here's my odd competitiveness. All right, then you need to offer Bert and I a question where we can get double points, please and thank you.
All right.
Can we not alter the rules from this point
okay,
forward?
Okay, fine. We will take one
we'll
point.
Take one.
We will graciously accept it, even though we were promised to.
We'll know what it really is.
On the record.
All right. Here we go. What are the first names of the Salvatore brothers from the Vampire Diaries?
That's a good question.
What?
Burr, you know this.
All right. So look at me.
Lucius?
Yeah.
And sounds then like
there's also
right.
There's Pedro.
Pedro?
Pedro Salvatore. You said brothers. Do we know how many brothers? How many brothers are there? Are they like the Mario brothers? Is there just two?
It's two brothers.
Two brothers.
Let's go with Mario and Luigi.
No, we're not. Their last name is Salvatore.
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 Salvatore, you uneducated swan.
I'm sorry. Cassie phonetically spelled it out. Salvatore.
Salvatore.
What about Sal Salvatore?
Salvatore. I'm going with Chuck.
No, we are not going with good. Chuck.
And like Stevie.
That is not our final answer.
You're not going to get it.
Let me try.
You're not even close.
It is Chuck and Stevie.
I'm going to go with George and Frank.
That's fine.
What? George and Frank.
Okay. Where did that come from?
The correct answer, Damon and Stefan.
Stefan. Obviously.
No, I didn't watch that crap.
Last one, give it to them, and then we'll move on with our slow lives.
I'm going to find the hardest damn one on.
For 3 points.
Gosh.
If you get this right, we subtract 4 points.
Oh. That's on the record.
What famous 80s heavy metal hair band? I wouldn't call them heavy metal. I'd call them hard rock. Hair band. Sang the 1988 number one Billboard hit, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh man. What kind of gimmies are
okay, that? Wait, I thought Seal sang it.
It's Poison, right?
That's A Kiss by a Rose.
What are you doing?
Yeah, wait, what are you doing?
Isn't it Poison?
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, we're going to lock in Poison.
Oh,
All right. I've only gotten two questions right, and they've both been music. Abby's done everything else.
What do we got to do, man?
Did they get three right today, and you only got one?
I have no idea. We can't keep score. We're playing.
I think that's right. It's 10 to 7 now.
We didn't get 1 point today? I got a point. Oh, yeah. We only had 6. Dang it.
We are getting smoked right now.
No, we're not. It's 7 to 10.
Yeah.
10-7.
That's what it looks like.
All right. If we play bingo, you guys might have a chance.
At some point or another, we're going to have to end this thing. So here's the rules for when it ends, is when Kristen and I are up by 2 points.
The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I want it on the record that not only have I gotten the permission to talk about Taylor Swift again, I have been encouraged.
Bring it.
I understand if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, this has been a lot. I recognize that. I was only going to talk about her a couple of times this week, and then I feel like my fellow Swiftie in the studio has egged me on.
Well, it's been an hour and a half since we talked about her. And secondly, I am excited about it. I was excited about the podcast last night on New Heights to get a real good snapshot into their relationship. As far as her music goes, I'm trying to listen to lyrics. That's where it is right there.
All right, Burt Weiss, it's been 24 hours since Abby knighted you as a Swiftie. Yeah. How has your life changed now that you're a part of the Swiftie fandom?
Well, I just feel like a little bit of a sellout because if you're a Swiftie, you have to love unconditionally. So the fact that I came in here this morning and said I was a little disappointed by the podcast because I didn't get to see more of the love, more of the relationship, the questions to them didn't give me more insight into the personality, it wasn't a home run for me. It was good. I did walk away feeling like those are two people I want to hang out with.
Uh-huh. You don't have to love Taylor unconditionally. There are things that she does where I'm like, why would you do that? Specifically talking about outfits and sometimes song choices. Like sometimes we don't need a 31 track. Like we don't have to love her unconditionally.
Okay.
But you know, I do like to have some enthusiasm about the number one artist that we play on this station. So, you know, just providing some context to the people who are like, why is this the only thing we're talking about for the last 3 days? So I'm making a promise to you. This is the last break we will do on Taylor Swift unless something happens
today.
At midnight again.
Today is going to be the last one.
I'm promising you who are listening and are like, oh my God, can they talk about literally anything else? Tomorrow will be a TS12 free zone.
I don't think it will be because I really want to know the numbers on it.
Yeah. Oh, the New Heights podcast numbers?
Yeah, like what they were in those first 24 hours.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think we're getting those numbers. And within 24 hours, maybe next week.
So if you weren't watching it last night, they had 1.3 million people on YouTube watching it at some point, and it crashed, which we had predicted would crash the internet last night.
Yeah, well, I guess that's kind of YouTube's fault. I really felt like Spotify was well prepared for it, but I was watching on YouTube because I obviously wanted to see them be all cutesy together. Mm-hmm. And we were about an hour and a half in, and all of a sudden the stream just goes.
Yeah.
I was really confused. I was like, is this, everyone's like, is this an Easter egg? Does this mean something? Is she coming back? Is this? I was like, what intern is getting fired because they messed up the editing?
Yeah, I don't understand like the logistics behind it. I don't. Here's a funny statement. I don't understand the back end. so I don't know why it crashed, but we knew it was going to be overwhelmed.
Exactly. So I will indulge the Swifties here who are specifically excited about what is the most important thing for Taylor in her career, because when you're a billionaire and you have all the power and the influence and the beauty and the connections in the world, there are so few things that are really out of your reach. And for Taylor Swift, it has been her master recordings and her publishing. She's been fighting for this her entire career. She said on the podcast that she's been saving up for years to be able to purchase back her work, because if you think about it, it's more than just music that she's made. This is really her diary entries and like her most personal thoughts. And she's like, I don't want that in the hands of somebody else. And finally, this was the year that she was able to attain that. And I'm sure we'll hear about that on the album. And it was really touching hearing her get emotional about the experience of getting her master's back.
It was a couple months after the Super Bowl. We're in Kansas City, and I get a call from my mom, and she's like, you got your music.
Yeah.
And so sorry that it's literally been so long since this happened. Like, it's every time I talk about it. She was like, you got your music. And I just like, very dramatically hit the floor for real. Like, honestly, just started
a long time
bawling my eyes out. And I'm just like, just weeping and kind of like unable. I was just like, really? Are you really? Really? What do you mean? What do you mean? And I'm like, get yourself together, get your shit together. Like, just go tell Travis in a normal way.
Yeah.
And I knock on the door. He's playing video games and I'm trying to say it in a normal way. And I'm just like,
What just happened?
And he puts his headset down. He's like, guys, gotta go. And I think you thought something was wrong. And you come up and I'm just like, I got all my music back. And then just start absolutely heaving.
Just dead weight. Lose all control.
Had no power in my legs to support myself. And this changed my life.
It was a really sweet moment.
That was sweet. Mm-hmm. And Travis talking about how he got emotional, I think goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, yes, she's getting into the football side of things, but I think he's also taking in a major, major interest in her career.
All right, hard-hitting question for you, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough orange in your closet to sustain the release of this album and a tour that I'm sure will come after the album is released?
This is a real question, a hard-hitting question, because I am a light summer color palette, meaning orange doesn't look good on me. So I'm going to have to procure a little bit more mint green, which is the complimentary color, to be an accent to the orange baddies who will be at the Life of the Showgirl concert.
Maybe we could do a clothing drive for you. Bring more orange and mint to the radio station for Abby.
I don't need that cancelable offense on the internet. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.